greet you all in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Good morning. I wasn't expecting to be stood here like this morning, and I wasn't expecting to see all you lot here this morning. Just in case you wonder who I'm talking to the vast crowds of the unseen hosts of our Lord Jesus Christ. I want to share with you on this Mothering Sunday just a small story. Now, a lot of people, when it comes to Mothering Sunday, they're thinking of just the ladies. But we have ladies here who are not mothers. We have fathers who act as mothers. And we have mothers who act as fathers. And I want to share this little story with you. It's about a man called George Muller. I told this story at a church in North Devon. And this lady said to me, that was my great uncle. Which made it even more interesting. Now, George Muller, he was German, as you probably guessed. He was born as Johann George Ferdinand Muller on the 27th of September 1805. Now, he was the director of Ashley Down Orphanage in Bristol. He cared for, over the time, 10,024 orphans. He was well known for providing education to children. He also was accused of raising the poor above their station. I thought that was a pretty good one, that was. He also established 117 schools which offered Christian education to over 120,000 children, many of them being orphans. But the story I like the best is when the lady from the kitchen came to George Muller one morning and she said, we're out of food. We don't have any food. And George Muller said to her, you just wait, it'll be here. And he said to the children, I want you to get washed and cleaned up as you normally do. I want you to put your clothes on and get ready, and then come and sit down for breakfast. So they did that, and they all sat down. There was nothing on the table. And George Muller said grace on an empty table. And when he said amen and finished, there was a knock at the door. And the opened it, and there was the milkman standing there. He said, can you use some milk? He said, the cart's broken down. He said, and these, because you remember they used to have them in big canisters, these canisters won't last very long out there. So they brought the milk in, and the children were each given a glass of milk, and there was a little bit left over so they could have some more. But before they could start it, there was another knock at the door, and he opened it up, and there was the baker there. And the baker said, could you use some bread rolls? The Lord told me last night that I've got to get up early this morning and bake 3 extra loads to bring to you. So the children sat at a table where they'd said grace, and the Lord delivered their breakfast. Now that's faith. George Muller never asked anybody for donations. He never asked anybody to give anything. He just was there and people gave. George Muller only ever wanted the things to be of God and nothing about him. I'd like us to sing together our first hymn, which is Come, Let Us Praise the Lord. And what I like about this hymn, it's also in a South American tune. Thank you. this time of Lent, we have some thoughts on Jesus' journey to the cross. And in this fourth Sunday in Lent, we have the reading from John 18. Pilate then went back inside the palace, summoned Jesus and asked him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" "Is that your own idea?" Jesus asked. "Or did others talk to you about me?" "Am I a Jew?" Pilate replied. "Your own people and chief priests handed you over to me. What is it that you have done?" Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jewish leaders. But now, my kingdom is from another place." "You are a king then," said Pilate. Jesus answered, "You say that I'm a king. In fact, the reason I was born and came into the world is to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me." "What is truth?" retorted Pilate. And we have the crown of thorns for the king. If you will join me by bowing your heads in a little time of prayer. Lord Jesus, teach us to follow in humility your way of truth. Amen. We now come to our time of prayers of confession. Let us bow our heads and open our hearts. Lord, we come before you today thinking of all the great things you have done for us. And we confess, Lord, that we've taken them for granted. We think of the world that you gave us, a world so beautiful, a world that we polluted. We come remembering your Son who came to bring us salvation and said to us, "My commandment is this, that you love one another as I have loved you." And we confess the shabbiness of our love, the poorness of our worship, the lack of our prayers. We ask at this time that you would bring us forgiveness. And Lord, that as this disease wrecks and travels round our world, that you'll give us the words to say, the love to share, and the actions to do. So Father, forgive us, and grant that we may go into the week with a new beginning, a new hope, and a new determination to be your children as you would have us be. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Hear then the words of grace and pardon, you who truly repent of all your sins are forgiven you. Thanks be to God. Amen. Our Old Testament lesson is very well known. We've taken it from the set readings for today, the fourth Sunday in Lent. And the lesson comes from the Old Testament book of Exodus, chapter 2, verses 1 to 10. Now a man of the house of Levi married a Levite woman, and she became pregnant and gave birth to a son. When she saw that he was a fine child, she hid him for 3 months. But when she could hide him no longer, she got a papyrus basket for him and coated it with tar and pitch. Then she placed the child in it and put it among the reeds along the bank of the river Nile. His sister stood at a distance to see what would happen to him. Then the Pharaoh's daughter went down to the Nile to bathe, and her attendants were walking along the river bank. She saw the basket among the reeds and sent her slave girl to get it. She opened it and saw the baby inside was crying, and she felt sorry for him. "This is one of the Hebrew babies," she said. Then his sister asked the Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and get one of the Hebrew women to nurse the baby for you?" "Yes, go," she answered. And the girl went and got the baby's mother. Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this baby and nurse him for me, and I will pay you." So the woman took the baby and nursed him. When the child grew older, she took him to the Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. She named him Moses, saying, "I drew him out of the water." Now we come to sing our next hymn, which is, "Father, I place into your hand." Gospel lesson this morning is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 2, verses 33 to 35. It's a very short reading, and it's about when Jesus was taken to the temple with his mother and father. The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed." And then he said, "And a sword will pierce your own soul as well." Amen. Let's just bow our heads in prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our Saviour and our Redeemer. Amen. Mothering Sunday, or as people like to call it these days, Mother's Day, tends to lose something in it, because it was always considered not just for mothers. Mothering Sunday is where you went to Mother Church. You went back to where you came from, went back to the church you grew in. And while you were doing that, you picked posies along the way. And usually if you were in service, they gave you a cake to take with you, and you gave it to your mother, because it was one time in the year, one time in Lent, when you would see your family. Let's look at this in a way of our mother, the church, as well as our mothers in the congregation. Because when it comes to mothers, we have fathers who act as mothers, and we have mothers who act as fathers, and we have aunties and uncles who act as mothers and fathers. So, which mother is it we're looking at? God chose you and made you his holy people. He loves you as a mother loves their child. So, what are we here for? Well, we're here to get along with each other, to forgive each other, and if someone does us wrong, to forgive the person because the Lord forgave us. We need to show mercy to others, be kind, be humble, be gentle, and be patient. Actually, that sounds like a job description for a mum. This is quite a daunting list that we've had. How about this for a list? In Colossians chapter 3, verse 12. "Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive whenever grievance you may have against another." What about this for qualities of a good mum, but also qualities of a good church, mother church? All of us, including the church, we have two parts, you and me, and then what we can do together or separately. As God's chosen, we're all chosen. At school, I don't know about you, but do you remember when you were playing on the field? They would choose teams, and I don't know about you, but I was always one that was left on the side when all the two teams were chosen, and I'd have to go and kick a ball around with a couple of other guys. Not that that bothered me, but as God's chosen, we're included in the team.
It doesn't matter how good you are.
You may not be the one who is the greatest footballer, or the greatest rugby player, or the greatest cricketer. You are chosen, and God has a place for you to play. So what does God want of us? What's he want of you? What does he want of me? Are we expected to do things? Well, yes, we are. We're expected to show compassion. Think of the emergency services, the doctor. Not just sitting in front of the TV and feeling sorry, but actually doing something. I watch the TV and see these doctors risking their lives in Syria and places like that. We see in our own health services doctors risking their lives to help people like you and me. And there's kindness. Kindness doesn't mean just patting the dog. Just think of a chef baking a birthday cake just to show that they care. Doing things to show they care. What about humility? Humility. Well, we put aside pride and we may have to do grotty jobs. That's humility. Gentleness. One of the ones I like that is. Encouraging. Spurring people on to do their best. Doing things not for personal gain, not for fame, but because you want to help. And patience. That's one of the things I struggle with, I must admit. We wait for others to catch up. We include everybody in what we're doing, even if they aren't very good at things. We give time to other people's needs. Well, Mother Church, Mothers at Home, Mothering Sunday. Today is the day when we show our appreciation to our mothers and other people's mothers. But let's spread it out a bit. Let's make up Mother Church as she should be. And that includes men, women, and children. Amen. We come now to our prayers for the world, for our country, for our community, for our relatives and friends, for ourselves. So let us pray together. Father, we come today to pray for your world. The world that you've put us in, a world where people are unsure, are fearful, are concerned for their relatives and friends, a world where a small virus can kill. We pray for, Lord, for the doctors, the nurses, the scientists who are trying to find cures, who are trying to bring comfort. We pray for our own country, Lord. We pray that those who are set to help will help, and those who are set to make decisions will make the right decisions. We pray for our government. Father, may they be aware of all the things around and serve with honesty and compassion. We pray, Lord, for our town, the people we meet in the streets, the people we meet in everyday life. Some of them we're not meeting now. We think of some of the older people or more risk people who are at home feeling lonely, feeling abandoned. We think of the people on the streets. How are they to isolate themselves? We pray, Lord, for our community here at Robarton. And pray for each person, thinking where they sit in the church, how much we miss their fellowship, especially when they can't get out. And we do pray for those who are at home, behind closed doors, some not feeling well, others feeling frustrated. And we pray for ourselves, Lord. We pray that we may be the answers to our prayers. People we can speak to on the computer, people we can telephone, people we can write to. Father, give us the strength to be Mother Church for you. For we ask this in all our prayers in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, who taught us when we pray to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And we come to sing our final hymn, and I chose this one because it's a love song. And what better thing can we finish with on Mothering Sunday is a love song to our Lord, who is our Mother and Father, as water to the thirsty. Make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. And may peace be with you. So let us now bless each other with the grace. They might not be sitting next to you, but you can bring them to mind. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all this day and forevermore. Amen.